Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Noong 1861, gumawa ng plano ang Victorian Turf Club upang makakuha ng mas maraming sasali at mas malaking premyo sa kanilang special handicap horse race. Inilunsad dito ang 3,200 metrong karera ng mga kabayo na tatlong gulang pataas at umani ito ng tagumpay at kinalaunan kinilala bilang Melbourne Cup. Mahigit 160 taon ang nakalipas, ito pa din ang pinakapopular na karera sa Australia, habang may pinakamalaking premyo pa din kung saan naabot sa kabuuang $4.4 million ang makakamit ng magwawaging kabayo, may-ari, trainer at ng jockey. Para sa mga katulad ni Dr. Wayne Peake na isang adjunct research fellow sa Western Sydney University, may special na lugar sa kanyang puso ang Melbourne Cup.
It's so much associated with one's childhood. My earliest memory, any memory I think, is the 1965 Melbourne Cup, which was won by a horse called Lightfingers. And my pop used to run a sweep for the family, and someone, for an uncle or an auntie or a cousin or someone, would win it and get a couple of bucks off pop. It was very exciting.
At hindi lang si Dr. Peake ang nakakaramdam nito. Katunayan, idiniklarang public holiday ang araw ng karera sa Victoria. Binobroadcast pa ang cup sa mga telebisyon at tila naging fashion event dahil na din sa mga magagarbong kasuotan na naging trend. Pero sinabi ni Dr. Peake na mukhang nawala na ang mas makislap na kinang ng karera kumpara noon. Sa kanyang librong isinulat na pinamagatang Sydney Racing in the 1970s, An Illustrated Companion, inalala nito ang mga dating kaganapan.
When I was in school, all but a few of the teachers, mainly maths teachers, would stop teaching, stop the class to listen to the cup. I don't think it happens to the same extent anymore.
Aabot sa 90,000 katawang inaasang dadalo at manunod ng Melbourne Cup ngayong taon na mas mataas noong 2023. Pero malayo ang bilang na ito sa 122,000 noong 2003. Ayon kay Associate Professor Charles Livingstone, head ng Monash University of School of Public Health and Preventive Medicines, Gambling and Social Determinant Unit, isa sa mga hindi nagugustuhan ang pagkakaugnay ng karera sa pagsusugal.
You know, what we're looking at is a realization, I think, from people that, you know, the racing events or the big sporting events are one thing, but the way they have been tied almost inextricably to gambling has become something that many people not only find offensive, but also very worrying.
Noong 2022, kumita ng $776,000 million ang Melbourne Cup Carnival. Sinabi ni Associate Professor Livingstone na nagkaroon ng oportunidad ang mga online gambling operator na ipakilalang iba't ibang produkto o paraan ng pagsugal, kaya payo niyang iwasan na mag-download ng mga app.
So if what you want to do is just have a quick bet on the Melbourne Cup, then find the nearest TAB and go and put it on by yourself using cash money that you've got. Setting up gambling accounts for the purposes of just betting on the Melbourne Cup is a bad idea, but unfortunately one that many people increasingly do because it's relatively convenient for many people.
Bukod sa pagsugal, matagal na rin kontra ang mga animal activists sa umano'y tila kalupitan sa mga hayop. Ipiniliwanag ito ni Phil McManus, professor ng Urban and Environmental Geography sa University of Sydney na nag-aaral ng ugnayan ng tao at hayop sa global horse racing industry.
So some of the issues are visible on the track. So, for example, horses being whipped in other countries, such as Norway, that they don't whip horses. So there was areas that they could be improved. I know they've introduced padded whips and so on, but that's still highly visible. If a horse does die on the racetrack, it's very highly visible. A lot of the concerns that many animal activists have are what happens off the track, the invisible side of the racing industry.
Naiwan sa mga kamay ng nag-oorganisa ng Melbourne Cup na balansehin ang makasaysayang event at may pakalatang social awareness na kaakibat nito. Ilan sa mga diskarte ang paglalagay pa ng ibang event sa mismong karera. Halimbawa dito ang paggamit ng bagong hepe ng Victoria Racing Club na si Kylie Rogers ng mga music at fashion attraction na mas may maraming promosyon. Sinabi ni Professor McManus na bahagi ito ng paraan na maituloy-tuloy at tumagal pa ang karera sa mga susunod pang taon, lalo at mayroon ding nagsusulong nito sa loob mismo ng industriya.
There are also people who within the industry have wanted to see change. So it's actually much more complex than, say, us and them or two sides to a coin. It is actually far more complex than that.
Pero git ni Professor McManus na hindi lang musika ang sasalba sa bumababang popularidad ng nasabing karera, kundi ang pagbibigay prioridad sa kapakanan ng mga hayop.
Politically, it's really hard to remove and to stop the industry. And Australia's industry is big. We're the second biggest breeding region in the world, the country, concentrated in places such as the Hunter Valley and parts of northeast Victoria. So it's not about to go anywhere soon, away soon, but it's certainly being threatened.
Aminado mga racing lover gaya ni Dr. Pick na hindi maiiwasang may bumatikos sa Melbourne Cup at dumami din ang umaayaw dito.
I suspect it will happen somewhere down the line. The opposition, you know, will just build. These people are very, very powerful advocates. They have the ear of some politicians already.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sophie Bennett para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.